Nothing bad happens when you click connect and then disconnect and then connect again real quick, right?
No.
Totally. Welcome to the Greasy Conversation Podcast. It's real. It's a thing. The video is going on Facebook. The thing is happening on RadioVegas.rocks, which is where you're at right now. There's the cutest dogs running around. That's how we like it. We encourage as many dogs as possible, but they have to be under a certain size requirement.
Come here.
We're totally going to pretend to be in a good mood and act like we're happy and tell you all the things that we've been laughing about over the week in a grumpy voice so you can enjoy and judge things with us. Oh.
Story of my life, man.
Yes. And, okay, I just hit the recorder for the iTunes recording. So up until right this second, it was a little bit lower fi. Now it's higher fi. You're witnessing the transition with us. And it's a hella news week. It's going to be a news-heavy episode and a snuggle-heavy episode, consensually. So that's the plan.
If you agree, but if not, then, you know, just turn off. Stop listening. But don't stop listening, please. Just let me finish.
So everyone's getting outed, so we've decided to start outing celebrities that have had good conduct. So every celebrity that we've met that hasn't showed us their wiener, we're going to announce them and out them and let everybody know this one passes until celebrities can generally pick up like a ranking system to where they can be like, all right, 71 out of 76 positive sexual experiences. So I'm on the good side.
Right.
They can rank these things. It'll be like IMDb. It'll be a new section of IMDb.
Oh, man. I don't doubt it. I actually don't doubt it. So, I mean, we're looking for... we need to review the wiener policy around here. Around
Why
these parts.
Why does this Santa look like my wife's pictures on it?
It is?
Like, I totally have to...
Oh,
Facebook.
What?
Ryan, look at that shit.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's totally... Yeah. That's right? Totally Ange.
Yeah, that looks like Ange Kerfoot. Who totally, we did some sick beats last night that...
Angent Orange.
Angent Orange. Yeah, I've plug moment. That was how I burp. I go... And then someone near me finishes off. It was contagious. But yeah, plug moment. There's some sick beats Ange and I have been working on. Some sick beats, you guys. They're sick.
Now wait with suspense.
Yeah. I don't know if those are footsteps.
I think it's really wrong for you to judge your own beats. You should let other people decide if they're sick or not.
Nah, we spoon-fed them to animals and they all died. That's why I know they're good beats.
Guys, only God can judge. Only God can judge these beats.
I just want everybody to know my dick's out.
Yeah, well, as long as you tell people first, it's okay. Yeah. That's what we learned from Andrew W.K. No, Greg corrected me. Andrew W.K. is a saint that, like, helps children without his dick out and stuff.
Yeah, totally cool dude. Real stand-up model citizen.
But I get confused with...
the other K guy.
Paul? No. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Louis C.K., best apology for sexual misconduct I've ever seen, because he definitely like belittled himself in his own childlike understanding of his sexual misconduct.
Yeah, I did it.
He's like, yeah, I did it. And I was dumb. And he explained specifically how that puts someone in an awkward position.
I was old, dumb, and full of cum.
But I thought all his stuff was more than 10 years ago. Jay, you said sometimes... He's been up to it more recently, too.
Look, he's still doing it. Right? Look, he didn't stop.
Why is that a move, though? I don't understand, like... I understand masturbating in front of someone that's in an awkward position of respect to, like, put them in an awkward position. But why do you want to do
Look,
that?
Look, this whole thing with Harvey Weinstein, all that. You have these women that are in there, like, forced to watch him take a shower just so you might get a part in a movie. Like, is it that important for you to be in the movie? Just go report it right then. Like, well, he doesn't own Hollywood.
But from that point of view, when you're younger and you don't understand, I can totally understand that. Like being in a super awkward position. It's
they weren't
shitty.
That young when they were in there watching him take a shower.
No, it's obviously shitty of Harvey Weinstein to put people in the position he did. Louis C.K. didn't put people in as bad of a position, but obviously still shitty. What would have been nice if he just like busted, like exposed himself sooner. But I like how in his apology, he's even like, I thought I could get away with just forgetting that I made these people feel awkward and shitty.
Yeah.
And then now I'm admitting it, and now I've got to take a hiatus and be in trouble for it, and I understand this was shitty of me. But he definitely framed it as if it's all old stuff from when he was younger and stupider.
Well, of course. He wants it just to go away.
Yeah. But it's more accurately framed as stuff from him being recently stupid, I take it.
Well. He's well. Just stupid.
Yeah. But at least he never put himself out there as like a public official.
Oh, no. He put himself out there.
Well put. But he didn't put himself out there as someone that wasn't already stupid and awkward. So it's especially the way
he's a comedian. They already know he's stupid and awkward. That's what makes him a comedian.
I'm glad he didn't force his wiener on anybody. Even though he kind of forced the visage of it on
me. Oh, he made him look at it. Yeah. Look at it.
I know.
It's gorgeous.
Almost as bad. But it almost makes some of his comedy funnier because of pitying him all the more accurately.
Well, it's also kind of weird because a lot of his comedy deals with that.
You just imagine while he's doing comedy, he's just jerking it in front of people.
The whole time.
The whole time on stage. No, his dick's out. He's like doing a joke. He's just jerking it right in front of people.
What if that made it better? Like you just pixelated it out. And
well, that's why he was so successful all this time. Because people were just shocked that he was actually on stage just jerking off. They didn't realize that the humor wasn't that good.
They were just mesmerized by the jerking.
The headliner tonight at the Laugh Factory is over there with his dick out. He was jerking off in the front row. Like it was the most craziest thing we've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Fucking everyone, man.
Charlie Sheen sodomizing dead kids. Like
it's way worse.
Way worse.
Way worse than I love that he had the excuse of like, I thought it was okay if I asked them first. But he didn't like, according to them, really wait for them to totally agree to it. It's they awkwardly look shocked, so I took that as a yes, sure.
Well, he's 20, and Corey Haim was, like, what, 15?
Corey Haim wasn't involved in NWK?
No, that's what we were talking about, because I just said sodomizing dead kids.
Yeah, I just want to bring it back to Louis C.K.
Well, there's other great stories to talk about.
There's way better at sodomizing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey Haim supposedly anally raped by Charlie Sheen. We're not talking about that.
I don't think it was rape if Corey like called him and wanted to do it again and got stood up.
I never said he called him. I said wanted more that night. That was like they were done but wanted more. That's what the article said.
Yeah, I feel bad for Corey for getting stood up. And I feel bad that he's dead.
He was
now,
on all fours.
But at least he wasn't dead when he got sodomized.
That's what far as we know.
Yeah. I mean,
reports are still coming in.
But it's like, Charlie Sheen, I mean, the dude is still alive somehow. Like, he should really just, I mean, do the right thing, I think, and go lay down in a casket somewhere.
Just
let AIDS win.
Do the world a favor.
Just let the AIDS
win.
Yeah,
man. You had a good run. You know, you did enough cocaine for everyone. We all appreciate that. Just step out of the limelight, man.
Yeah, go away now.
Oh God. Or at least be motivational.
Yeah.
If he's not going to just hide out and quit causing problems. He should be inspiring us all to party like Andrew W.K. does.
Right.
And Andrew W.K. reminds us to party responsibly.
It's true.
Instead of just do a bunch of drugs until you get accused of sodomizing Corey Haim.
You just wait, ladies. There's news about Tom Cruise coming. You wait.
Oh, shit.
You can see it in his eyes.
Yo.
There's darkness there.
Oh, dude, it's coming.
If Tom Cruise is the next one, is like the Church of Scientology going down? Is there going to be a whole expose on like...
There already is an
expose.
Leah Remy hosts
it. How many exposes is it going to take?
Right? It's like Well, I mean, not just
another expose.
No, I mean, not on like the church itself and like Lord Xenu and all that shit. I'm talking about just an expose where like everyone in the Church of Scientology masturbates in people in front of people asking them, like that type of expose.
Well, they look at pictures of the giant spaghetti monster.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Lord Xenu flying those Galactic 747s into volcanoes, man.
Shit's really, it really it's happens. Suggestive.
While masturbating, mind you.
Real talk, though, the flying spaghetti monster is pretty suggestive.
Right? I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You guys.
Lord Chef Boyardee.
And then who else recently, like, congressional candidate from Alabama, who is going to replace Captain Keebler Elf in a special election? He's actually up to replace our good friend Jeff Sessions.
No way.
That's his seat. Yeah.
That's the 14-year-old dude?
Roy Moore, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't realize it was that bad. Excellent segue, by the way. I thought Roy Moore was going to get some stupid Kansas role, and that was already lame to me because... what's the other thing we're supposed to be mad at him about besides the 14-year-old kid time?
He's an overall nut job.
Oh, because he doesn't want Muslims to be any part of the government.
Yeah, that was great. Like the first,
we need to Muslim up this government. I think we need to pack it full of some Muslims.
Yeah, like let's get diversity, man.
Let's do some math.
But no, like when there was the first senator elected to Congress who was a Muslim, he like wrote this. I don't know what it was. I think he was a judge at the time or something, but he wrote this thing saying basically that the rest of Congress should dismiss this guy because Muslim law and constitutional law are incompatible. Meanwhile, this dude is like just off the charts, hellfire and brimstone. Basically, if Hitler was a Southern Baptist.
Well, the charger down there.
What? You need some charger?
Yeah.
Let's charge you up, buddy.
We need some charger action.
Our kingdom shall not hunger for want of charger.
I need the whole thing. That would be kind of...
No, but...
Oh, you want the part that gives it... Cables.
No, but the trippy thing is, like, go read about when the news broke about Roy Moore and all these allegations came out against him. Like, it did... You know, these things happened a while ago. I'm not going to deny that. It's, you know, it's all he said, she said, but it was four different chicks.
Yeah, it's not just one with Roy Moore.
Yeah.
But he's acting like it's one, then that one's out to get him.
No, it's
four. But there's corroborators.
It's four different women, and then there are like 30-plus witnesses surrounding these women who are corroborating their stories, right?
Yeah, that's a lot to be against, dude. Like, if all that's made up, then you still got to be an asshole to get that many people to make up that kind of shit about you. What are you doing?
Like, you really have to go read the defenses that some of these people are saying. Like, they're... One of them touted the Bible and was basically saying like, oh, well, Mary was a teenager when Joseph impregnated her and they were the parents of Jesus, so it's okay.
Oh, perfect example, because that's a historical account that we've absolutely verified actually happened.
Yeah, but but it's in the Bible, they all believe that, but using that as a defense for like modern day, like no, the law is clear, like 14-year-olds just can't make consensual sex decisions according to the law.
Oh yeah, are we just gonna like murder our son Isaac when he's
like hey.
When a voice tells you
like, you know, it was in the Bible, like a lot of fucked up shit was in the Bible, do you motherfuckers read it? That's the issue.
You know,
y'all just like,
you know what else is in the Bible that's super relevant today? If a dead animal falls into your cooking pot, you have to throw that pot away. Specifically, you have to break it first so no one can pull it out of the garbage and use it.
I cannot tell you, I mean, how much money this has actually cost me in pots. All right?
Because dead animals be falling in them all the time.
Hey, I just live in that part of town.
All right? North Vegas.
There's that weather.
Yo.
It'd be pulling up pets.
You know, I leave a window open. Shit, man. Just birds just... fly in there.
I have to throw back to my positive racism about Muslims and math. It's not that I think Muslim people are currently all super good at math, although that might not be untrue. But why not have Muslims in Congress? They fucking did math first. Boom.
I
drop that bomb on your Muslim haters.
It's very
in
true.
Your community. They fucking come from some math.
Yo.
What did you come
they're
from?
They're doing algebra and shit.
Like looting Native Americans? What the fuck?
Yeah.
That didn't take any math.
Real, real proud heritage there.
Math. So.
What does that have to do with Louis C.K.?
Yeah, because everything's going to come back. Everything does. Because that's our favorite sexual misconduct.
Math.
If we're going to say that...
math?
Math?
Yeah.
Dude, don't get me started. That's a really difficult Pornhub search to find the really mathy chicks.
The math porn?
Yeah, it's not it's I've been not searched. A they regular category. Good ones,
man. You know, just
I always just look up calculus.
You got to go to X videos for the mathy chicks. That's the thing.
That's their specialty.
I want to see the math. I don't want to just see them dress
wanna,
like they do.
Yeah, me. I want to see them work the equation.
God damn, no, some I naked think,
no,
I think,
no, you got to go to X equals videos.
xequals.com.
That's where the math porn is.
Is there a .com domain name?
There has to be.
No.
There has
there
to be.
There should be.
That's going to lead to so much confusion. Like, no, wait, Your Honor. It's .com. Like, how many times do you have to give your email address to someone's like a bank teller or something? Oh, like, oh, wait, I've got to claim my rewards card at Walgreens. It's, oh, no, it's .com. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Your Honor, she's the one that typed .com. I didn't force her to do it. She was doing it in a panic as she was looking at my penis as I was frantically masturbating. God.
Oh, man.
Over calculus porn.
Imagine if we had to deal with that, though. Like, that would suck. To be living in a world where to succeed as an entertainer, you totally got to dodge people masturbating at you. Just like in constantly. Socially awkward.
That should be a video game.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Oh no, I'm getting a shot to the face. Shot to the face.
That sounds like a totally viable video game. No, I guarantee that exists already.
Yo, did you guys,
copyright.
You guys never hear of Leisure Suit Larry?
Right? It's super similar. You can pull moves.
Oh,
like
this
that.
Is way more obscene than Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. This is...
I don't know. You didn't see those updated episodes where it got to that
level
CD-ROM
2
level.
Bukkake.
Leisure Suit Larry Bukkake Edition.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Terrible. We're all going to hell, guys.
That
but that's
poor
okay
little fella.
Yeah.
Okay, we're lining him up and checking him off. We totally talked about Roy Moore and Louis C.K. together. That's because we don't need to go into any more about. Is it Kevin Spacey? I had the weirdest dream about him about a year ago to this day.
Were you masturbating?
Well, no. I think that his sexual misconduct was so great that it pulled a fabric of the universe connection to like appear to me in a dream.
Whoa.
But in the dream, he just seemed really jaded and didn't want me to like bring up that he was famous. He just wanted to hang out. And like I was riding in a car of his, and it was a really nice car, and he was acting like he really didn't want me to bring up that the car was nice. And then there was a coffee table that just had like so much coke residue on it all the time that you could just like swoop any corner of the table together and make like a fat line, like just on like just dust that was on the table.
Damn,
it was just like residual.
It's a crazy dream.
And he seemed like super jaded and over it, but I didn't get molested in the dream, so I'm not pissed at him at the moment.
I honestly think, like, I want to take bets, because I really think Kevin Spacey's just going to, like, off himself. I mean, his whole career, like, he's never going to do movies again.
The coming out as gay when everyone knew, just for sympathy, was kind of like a sleazy move.
Yeah, and like, he got a lot of blowback for that.
Yeah, because we're not just going to all... have sympathy for gay struggles in the wake of like, well, hey, that's different than like really pushing your wiener on people.
Yeah, especially like underage.
Yeah,
kids like
matter the kids you show your wiener to.
Yeah, like oh, okay,
their
so
gender.
It's, you're gay, but you still forced yourself on 14-year-old boys.
Yeah, it that just changes it the gender of the
yeah,
inappropriate.
It doesn't
thing.
Really change anything. Just like, okay, you admitted it. Great. Like, who cares? No one cares anymore. It's fucking 2017. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you're
who's
not
gay?
Special just for being gay.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking hip now. We all want to taste.
Not to be dismissive of that, but you know what I mean.
I don't want a taste of that. If that's what they mean by a taste of pain.
I'm just saying, like, using it as, like, a shield, you know, yeah. to, like, deflect really fucked up shit you did is not cool, and no one's going to fall for that.
Wait, but, I have a struggle.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, did Weinstein bust out any struggle? He's like, wait, but no, I have to confess that I've been a heterosexual this whole time.
No, but there was some, like, more crazy shit that came out about Weinstein where he would, like, hire, like, private detectives to follow these chicks and, like, dig up dirt on them so he could, like, kind of blackmail them
yeah.
into being quiet. And
there was once they got death threats.
Yeah, man, like, that shit was, that's, like, some...
I think he's probably the biggest concern, and once he's taken out, then, you know, they'll start investigating. I think he's probably the worst.
It is, and I'm glad it's leading to, like, a cleanup thing in the industry. I feel bad for Louis that, on one hand, he's a casualty of that cleanup thing, but on the other hand, he's another person that needed to be cleaned up, and he didn't admit it on his own. And if he's the worst, of like, the least bad offender, that's great. We've got a range.
Well, he talked about his act, too, so I guess it's, you know...
That makes it okay.
No, but I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, it didn't seem like he was really hiding it too much.
No, and the thing is, people that are as stupid as he was can, like, learn and grow from that. And I think that, like, people learning from stupid things that hurt people in ways that aren't as permanent is, like, good, and everyone wins then. But Weinstein, like, getting people's, like, thinking about their own death situation takes it to such a freakier level.
Yeah.
When it's, like, death threat, blackball, fucking, like, your stance and your career dreams situation hardcore.
Yeah. No, that's, like, the most fucked up one so far. It's
beyond Spacey level.
Yeah. But I think, like, there's a lot of momentum now, and I think people are really feeling emboldened. Or victims of that are feeling emboldened, which, I mean, they should. Like,
if that's a great, like, time for it.
Yeah, you really...
Clean it up.
Yeah, I mean...
Punch some holes in this entertainment industry so we can sleaze on in and, like, totally succeed as entertainers by just not molesting.
Yeah.
I'm still showing my dick.
If all parties agree.
Because nobody would believe it when they saw it.
They're like, not sure it's there or not.
Yeah. Like, they're like, that can't be a penis.
Right. You totally or you'll just be like, a stinger for that.
No, you'll just be like the guy from Spinal Tap who has, like, the cucumber wrapped in foil in his pants. Your Honor, it was just a cucumber the whole time.
Oh, no, I want it to be in its best form, so they'll be like, you guys are really complaining about that? Your Honor, you don't know how close we had to get to see it.
Yeah, that was something we were talking about before we started, that, like, maybe there's another detail to hear, that maybe, like, if the wiener is that fantastic, you've just got to showcase it.
Absolutely, you don't think John Holmes just saved it for the set? No, he whipped that bad boy out.
So maybe Louis C.K.
He was probably real cocky when he walked into a bathroom and, you know, you got those 14 urinals and you always supposed to take the one at the very end, but you stand right next to that guy. John Holmes probably used to do that and be like, yeah.
Just fishing for a compliment.
You just hear it thud when it hit the toilet.
He stopped by every urinal. Before he left the bathroom.
Yeah.
Took a little unit and a moment in each one.
Yep.
I'm telling you, if you had like a 12-inch freaking dick, you'd be showing it too.
Yeah, Louis C.K. could totally be like, Your Honor, behold, the lap, case closed.
I present to you Exhibit A.
This is why. Wouldn't you show
Exhibit
this off?
P.
Yeah.
Your Honor, look how magnificent this is. You don't think this needs to be shown?
Oh, man.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Twitter got official on doubling up their size.
280.
280 for us all. Woo!
Kind of takes the fun out of it now, because I like the challenge of trying to figure out how to get your point across. In shorter time.
It's still a challenge at 280.
No, it's easy now.
But I mean, then people... Yeah. But there's still people who would release, like, the multi-tweets where you're trying to tweet something or like a long point and you end up with like 5 tweets in a row. I guess that helps that. And like, if you still want to just do 140 characters, you can just do that.
They have stats on it that I think are super inaccurate. So according to their stats, when they did a limited release to certain people, in their experience, those people had way... The graph of how many tweets went up to the maximum count totally wasn't there.
Who did these tests? Ashton Kutcher?
It seems like that, because there's going to be as many people ever that are going to have like 4 or 5 like multi-tweets, even with that limit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they released that limit and tested it on people that were already like good Twitter citizens that already knew Brevity and stuff. Because they compared the stats, and it was pretty... There was like a peak, like a little peak.
Good citizens at the max. Of Twitter land.
Yeah, that's all that got the rollout, because we're not really seeing the stats of the people that are really going to abuse the bigger Twitter. And so they could show the public, hey, look, people were still brief. It's not going to ruin Twitter. Look, our test showed people were even more likely to have tweets within that limit.
There was no reason to expand it. They just wanted something to do.
Well, yeah, I guess. But on the same time, like, I mean,
I think it's the right length.
I mean, it gives room for people who want... That's what she said. It gives room for people who want to say more stuff, and then if you don't want to say as much, you can not say as much.
Yeah, you can still be as brief, and I feel like this limit, it still limits you and still makes you be brief, but it feels like a better pocket.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of tweets felt like 2 tweets.
I don't like it.
Opinion denied.
I'm so pro it that it just didn't
I
even
have
occur
spoken.
To me
I do not like it.
That someone could be that against it. It felt like the answer. It felt like it was saving
It's
society.
Fun just to come up with 140 characters.
But you still can. But you don't have to force everybody
but, yeah,
else
but
to.
But see, now the fun is gone.
Now the fun is gone because people aren't forced to play by the same rule game.
Actual Twitler over there trying to shove all those 280 characters into 140 character concentration camps.
Hey, I don't like it.
Do you think it'll have a negative impact on the platform?
It will. I'm going to stop using it.
They're going out of business.
Nah. Right. We're going to have Twitter Classic, just like Bitcoin.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I just executed a segue. Did you see
that?
Damn. Finally.
That was nice.
Instead of the segue of like, I'm going to awkwardly pause and then bring up something unrelated. That segue. The Bitcoin fork.
Was canceled, right?
If you execute it properly, you don't talk about it. You just go into the next
one. No, I've got to gloat on every segue. Every time I learn a new broadcast word like segue, I've got to use it every fourth sentence.
Was it Doug Benson, I think, did a stand-up once where he was like, I don't tell jokes. I tell segues.
Segues only.
And like his segues were the jokes, obviously, but it was a really funny format for a stand-up.
He's amazing like that. I bet you he did that format by accident.
Probably.
Just pointed it out.
Yeah.
He probably did it while he was stoned.
Probably.
He does little things without such as do I
but
too.
Resegueing.
Yeah.
Not obviously back to Bitcoin.
We ain't forking.
I know. And then the price dropped $1,000 in a day. But it'll go back up. Like, it's always done that. Like, that's the thing. Like, Bitcoin has always had massive rallies, and then it drops a lot, not compared to the previous rally. And then it just rallies again and goes up, like, $3,000
more. Yeah, when the fork was coming, just before that was announced that they wouldn't do it, I had almost $200 out of $10 that I bought, and a friend gave me $10 in Bitcoin. Jim shouting you out. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. He was like just super psyched on Bitcoin less than 2 years ago. Shit, you're not like just within. And he's like, shit, I'll just give you $10 in Bitcoin. You got to fucking party with it. I'm like, cool. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Because I already had Coinbase, which is controversial, but I really think if there's a stable wallet for someone that is prone to lose things, it's probably Coinbase. You can't have it in an online entity, like an online situation you can access it anywhere and recover your password and not give up some degree of ownership. But if I put it on a hard drive in my house, I'm going to lose that shit if it don't burn down with all my coiny money in it. So Coinbase it is. He sent me $10. I checked on it the other day. It was at like 170 something. I got an announcement about the fork and I thought, yeah, two instances of 170 something. It went up to 180 something. I haven't checked it in the last day. I'm afraid. I would love to put a little bit of it into Ethereum without going to dollars and then back to Ethereum.
Yeah, that's the whole weird thing. Is like, I feel like Bitcoin is just becoming like just another market that's like full of speculators, really.
Yeah, it seems scary to day trade, but I'm all about hodling.
Yeah.
Like to introduce our audience to the latest and greatest financial term. Hodling.
Hodling.
It all, you gotta look this up. This is worth a Google. Basically a drunken post from like 2013 or 2014 about why this guy is hodling Bitcoin, which he just like misspelled holding. But he makes a lot of great points.
Yeah.
There's a steady incline and it seems like something worth putting at least a little bit in just to
see.
It's gone 8,000% or whatever already.
Dude, I seriously remember like back in, I don't even know, it was like 2011. Like, I actually just tried to recover my wallet, but it was corrupted on my old computer. So I'm trying to reload it on my new computer. And when I loaded it up on my old computer, it had last been updated like 2011. And I have like fractions of Bitcoin, so it's not anything. I probably have like 50 bucks.
Of a Bitcoin, you have thousands of dollars right now.
No, I don't even have that. I probably have like hundreds of a Bitcoin, if that. But
yeah, hundreds of a Bitcoin is hundreds of dollars right now. I'm at 0.02 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what it may be, but I remember back then, like, it was at 200 bucks, and then people were like, oh, yeah, it's like, it went up like 60 bucks in one day. People were like, no, just hold, man. Just fucking, it's going to $10,000.
When it got in the 300s, like, per Bitcoin, like a Bitcoin was 300 something dollars, that boggled my mind. Because I thought it was going to stay like within 10 or 20 bucks per Bitcoin forever. I never imagined it could get up to $300, let alone multiple thousands valuation right now.
Yeah. And it's still, I mean, it was, what was the high? Like 70 something, 7,500 or something. And then it dropped $1,000, which, like, so what?
It's proportionally, done that before. That's not super spooky when it's that large of a value per coin.
I mean, it's done that before. So I really think it's only going to go up. It's an interesting idea, like a decentralized currency.
I don't see it ever going below 6,000 or 7,000 in a permanent way.
Mm-mm.
As far as something to sit on for a minute, especially with how badly the fork went with adoption, it's looking like we're gonna have like a currency, in my opinion, with a valuation that's gonna end up like a mineral or something. Like gold, platinum, silver is going to fluctuate, but always have a certain stability you can lean on for long terms. I mean, I'm saying that, and then Ethereum had that flash crash.
Yeah, and Bitcoin's had stuff like that too, and Bitcoin's not without its like previous controversy with all the exchanges and things like that. But I mean, it's going to be a legit futures market, like, I don't know, before the end of the year and in the next couple months, which is crazy. Then that thing's going to get nuts. I guarantee, like, I mean, you get the rest of the trade. I mean, there's already like traders involved in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, but then you open it up to like just anyone who has a trading account and can trade futures in general. Like, that's going to get nuts, man.
It's going to make a lot of noise on it, but it'll still make, I think, a big and slow kind of proportionate to inflation kind of gain. I think it's going to look like gold eventually.
Yeah, well, it always seems to have these, like, it has lulls, and then it has these steep climbs, and then it dips down a bit, kind of lulls out for a while, and then has another steep
climb. Yeah, it has a cartoon-looking graph.
Yeah, like, it's really crazy.
It's like, okay, up, but I don't want it to make it look like it's just always up, so we're going to do these cartoony little dips. It fucking looks like that. Ethereum is mimicking it suspiciously close too, which is weirding me out. Flash crash aside, people that didn't have, that was mostly triggered by a lot of automation of people paranoid to, and just had a a thing in there to ditch Ethereum when it got below a certain amount, mm-hmm. which exponentially lowered its value as all this automated selling went.
Yeah.
The people that were just sitting on it, like I would just sit on a couple hundred Ethereum and see what happens later. Because just inflation alone, if I can beat what I would get on like other things I could just sit on with risking that tiny amount, fuck it. Let's sit on some Ethereum. Fuck Ethereum. Like, so supposedly there's two Ethereums. This is invisible to me in this Coinbase world. And I know I'm not alone in hopping on the Coinbase bandwagon when I did a few years back when they just seemed to be the leader of someone that would kind of keep an eye on it for me. Because mm-hmm. I need the Facebook of Bitcoin. I need the YouTube of Bitcoin. I'm not about to get on the Vimeo of Bitcoin or get caught up in the MySpace of Bitcoin. And Coinbase really feels like that hub.
Yeah,
that totally. Really feels like a place that attracts so many noobs and can retain so many intermediate people like myself that it feels like a cozy hole to crawl up in with my cyber fucking cryptocurrency deals.
Yeah.
Now, when are we going to get Cream up on Coinbase?
Yo.
When Cream's on Coinbase, I'm going to take it seriously. Fuck ATMs. Any Yahoo can buy a fucking ATM.
Yo.
ATMs are just a computer. Yeah. Just ATMs doesn't make Cream real. Real talk.
Right.
Fuck your ATMs.
You want to know something trippy, though, is that, like, when Bitcoin first started and you could get Bitcoins for a penny, right?
You know?
Like, there's literally, like, people's, and I've heard multiple stories about this, people just, like, threw out hard drives with, like, hundreds of Bitcoin on them from when it first started, when they had Bitcoins that were worth 20 cents. And there's just, like, hard drives sitting in landfills with, like, millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin on them. Like, you know what I mean? Shit's nuts, dude. I heard one story, this dude spent, like, 200 Bitcoin on a pizza when Bitcoin was worth shit. Like
200 instances of $7,000 is what that would be right now.
Well, that was, I mean, like, you never know. Like, I mean, back in the day, like, the first person who found, or, you know, before we decided that gold was worth a shit ton, some dude could have just been like, oh, I don't care about this shit, and just, like, leaves gold everywhere because he's like, I got tons of this shit. Who cares?
Imagine that day. Like, check out how bendy this metal is.
Right.
This metal smelts easy.
Yeah.
Like, let's all give it to each other. Just gold around everywhere.
Yeah.
I bet you it was kind of like that pre-Spain discovering South America. You know, like Incas and Aztecs.
Yeah.
Just playing with their rubber balls, playing like the hardest version of basketball ever. In those arenas where they'd have like a this size ball, sorry viewers, it's about between like a baseball, bigger, a little bigger, and they'd have to get it in a hole that was barely bigger than that, right. With like the first known natural rubber.
Yeah.
And then if your team loses, you all die.
Yeah, you all get sacrificed.
I love it. Which is kind of like football today. You just die slowly of brain disorder.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Right. Oh my God.
That's a freaky controversy that seems like it should have been obvious a long time ago.
Like that one, who was that dude who, he like murdered his girlfriend or something?
It was and they found his brain was just coated in lesions.
Yeah, it had, I can't remember what it is. It's called CTE. I can't remember what it's, but it's like a disorder in your brain that like is oddly common among football players.
Cerebral tearing it up encephalopathy.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good guess,
though. The T is for tearing it up.
Yeah. But and he had like the worst case of it ever for someone so young. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'd flip out and murder too if my brain was all full of holes.
Yeah. And I mean, it's crazy. And I know, because I'm sure we're going to come to the mass shooting thing. The recent one, we had another shooting in the church recently.
In the church? That's what people said when I was Mormon. Like, hey, we had another thing happen in the church. In a church.
All right. In a church. All right. Plus one for segues. But
it wasn't the church. We're not picking a side.
Yeah. But, and I think it really goes, or it kind of plugs into this whole idea where people really think that we're totally conscious of every single thing we do and we make all the decisions.
And that's really not the case. Like, your brain autopilots a lot of shit. Like, there was a...
That's a really good point on this.
Interesting case, like, back in the day, where this dude just, like, killed his wife and his mom. And this was in, like, 70, 76 or 78 or something. And then took a rifle. He was, like, ex-military. Took a rifle, went up to, like, a tower, and just started, like, shooting people. And then they found his diary, or some notes he had written, and before this, saying, like, he really didn't feel like himself lately anymore. He can't really describe how he's feeling, this type of thing. But if anything happens to me, I want you to, like, analyze my brain. Turns out he had a tumor in his amygdala, and that's the part of your brain. I'm forgetting now because, of course, why would I remember that when I'm trying to explain it? But I think it has to do with, like, decision-making or something like that. Emotion regulation.
My non-expert chime in on that, but the regulation of the lizard brain coming up with all kinds of crazy ideas and the front brain saying no to them and exercising impulse control.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a pathways area,
yeah,
is my understanding.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that's all it takes. It's like a fucking tumor in your brain that you have no idea, and you become a different person. Like, the dude would not normally have done that. He was a totally normal dude before that. And then just, like, eventually decides to go out and shoot, like, 20 people or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
I totally like that he gave a heads up to the future that, like, yo, I feel like I'm checking out on my personality and becoming something different. But I wish it wasn't in a private diary. I wish this guy was, like, a real Facebooker. And yeah, we were checking his feed, like, hey, our buddy's, his feed's getting a little wacky. We should come over and have some Scrabble with him and fucking check in.
But here's the thing. All right. Just like random Facebook feed, like, you could say that about a lot of fucking people. All right. Like, this was, like, way before Facebook or any of that.
Yeah, we don't exactly just post our least crazy selves sometimes.
Yeah, but, I mean, the point is, like, it doesn't... I mean, it's... We're complicated. We're not just, like...
Yeah.
I'm me all the time, and, like, yeah, I make all decisions, and I'm in complete control. Like, dude, you're on autopilot, like, 80% of the fucking day. Like, don't even kid yourself.
It makes a good point about ham-fisted regulations that just ban things that could be more complicated. And it's like we can't just ban transsexuals or ban homosexuals or ban women voting, because when women vote, they might not have the same opinions as men, and they might actually be more valuable coming from that other greater half of humanity.
Yeah,
and it comes to that with every person that is complicated and different and has a different set of circumstances. Like, we can't just ban motorcycles, even though I think they kill people.
Yeah, they're really dangerous.
I hate them. I can't ban them.
I don't understand why anyone would ride a motorcycle, because you can die really easily by a simple mistake.
But I have to live in a world with people that like motorcycles.
Yeah, and that's just more power to you if you're like a daredevil.
Yeah.
I mean, just go get them, old evil Knievel.
Obvious health risk. Turns out I can't legislate it.
Right, and that's the thing about guns too, because I've been doing a lot of soul searching about it lately, because I feel like the gut reaction anytime this happens is like, ban guns, and not saying, like, no one really calls for that. They call for more gun regulation and this and that, but, you know, on one hand, there are a lot of countries that don't have guns, or they have really strict regulations for guns. Like, it's not easy to get a rifle in Japan. You can get one, but you have to go through a shit ton of hoops to get one. On the flip side, we're actually living in the safest time in human history. And even though these things are publicized, they still aren't happening that frequently.
It is weird. It feels like the world's only getting more dangerous, and it is the safest time. Even weighing the statistics per capita.
Yeah.
Even, like, adjusting for the fact that there's way the fuck more human beings on the Earth.
Yeah. But then on the flip side of that, on the other hand, I feel that there's a lot of countries that don't have a shit ton of mass shootings.
Yes.
And it's like, is there a way we can reduce the number? Like, I know we're living in the safest time without, like, knee-jerk reacting and saying ban all guns. Is there a way we could reduce harm to, or the possibility that this could happen.
Yeah, there's Northern European countries where everyone has a gun, and everyone needs it as a tool, and yet they don't have the problems, even though they have the same culture of guns being part of everyday life.
Yeah.
They didn't have to remove it from their culture to not have what we struggle with it. But the thing is, availability is a factor. We can just not take away guns from everyone that's been totally cool with their guns and still stop making them so available.
Yeah.
And stop the hipness of everyone jumping on a bandwagon to get the gnarliest guns as soon as they seem like they might get taken away from you.
Yeah.
Like, boy, did I have an opportunity to make a killing in stock of bump stocks.
Yeah, right.
When everyone thought those were going to become illegal. Still not illegal.
Yeah.
No move has been made on that.
No.
And that's something that, like, even people that are like, hey, we shouldn't jump the gun and just legislate because of this. But yeah, that's something. Why is that even legal? You're not going to need that for a deer unless you really like eating bullets in your meat.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, it's like, oh, well, it's not technically an automatic weapon. It just makes a semi-automatic simulate an automatic weapon, but it's not really automatic. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, and if you're Captain Gun and just have to have the coolest, most elite stuff, which I can, like, understand, I would feel really cool if I had really elite drugs that were illegal, but possessing them would make me feel cool because they were really scary. Adrenochrome, which is a made-up drug that can't exist, probably.
But I want it.
Yeah, I that would be cool bragging rights. I feel you. I feel you on the wanting to have a super dangerous thing. I feel you guys that want to own tigers. But the thing is, no one's going to, like, bump into my adrenochrome and, like, mull down a group of people. With
yeah.
It. No, it might put it in the water and everyone have a good time.
It's. I just feel like today everything's so polarized. And anytime anything happens, everyone, like, has really strong emotional reactions to everything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's such identity politics. You're either on one side or the other. And, like, if you identify with this crowd, you have to be against everything that the other side is against. And it's like, no, let's just actually fucking talk about it. And, like, things get heated when we have heated discussions and things are complicated. But that's okay. Like, at the end of the day, we'll all go down to the bar and have a beer and not shoot people. You know what I mean? Like, totally. Let's just fucking talk about it,
we
man.
We can take our time and hash it out and find some middle grounds and do some diplomacy like our diplomats should be doing.
Right?
And some compromises.
Like, there's got to be some middle ground where we can, like, put in a little harm reduction, get, like, less people getting shot during mass shootings, and also, like, not take away everyone's guns.
Yeah.
There's some middle ground there, I think. Like, that seems like a wide range of, like, extremes there.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. I don't need a gun. I don't need to take anyone else's away. I'm tempted to say, hey, maybe anyone with, like, some mental history might need to take a couple extra classes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. This recent guy in Texas, like, he slipped through the cracks. Mm. With the background checks, like the Air Force, he was like discharged from the Air Force for spousal battery or something, and beating his kid. And if that happened, that's like a felony assault charge, and you're not allowed to have guns after that. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to purchase a gun by law. But the way the Air Force's classification of that, and like his, it wasn't updated correctly in that database, or there's like multiple databases. So the background check, he passed, but it wasn't getting, like, the full background check. So he, like, slipped through the cracks. The laws aren't tight enough in that aspect. And, I mean, you know, shit happens sometimes. It's fucked up.
Well, I feel like this episode of the show went away. I hoped it would, which would be a bit more chill and a bit more diving into some actual stuff going on that I feel like people turning to us for entertainment and for a friend to hang out with them and discuss what's going on can go a little bit deeper into. But I also have a lot of interesting little nuggets. So now we're going to go into a lightning round. In this lightning round, none of these topics we will talk about for more than 30 seconds, but all of them are interesting.
Oh, shit.
Amazon right. Key. Dude, Amazon, you can have a thing where they let you into your house.
Yo, I
like it and I don't like it at the same time, but I also like it.
I really, really want a bunch of other suckers to try it first. And then if it's cool, I do like it. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because you've had a lot of issues with Amazon really fucking up delivering things, but they've got all the checks and balances. You get a camera, the camera sees them put their stuff in, the door locks, all that stuff. Sounds fine and good. It sounds like as automated as landing a plane. There's going to be some issues at first, but those kinks get worked out by the early adopters, and then I'm in. Amazon key.
Yeah, totally. All about it.
We invest. Want it. The SAG-AFTRA voice actor strike, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the longest entertainment strike in history of voice actors in video games striked. So all the video games lately for over a year have been voice actors that weren't part of this thing. We've been having crappy voice acting and not realizing it.
Oh, man.
So that voice That's actor lame. Strike is over. And as soon as it ended, Amazon announced Lumberyard, which is their game designer platform, which is similar to CryEngine.
Okay.
Which is not as big an engine, but comes from Cry something. Damn it. I know that's a really... You guys know. Anyway... they added a feature to it where it will do text-to-speech and animate characters' faces with, a robot voice to basically replace voice actors.
But fuck that, man.
It's not as good as even... Yeah, it's not even as good as Google Maps.
Yo, if you're doing games, and I mean, I'll do voices. Yeah, I just want to do voices, man.
Totally. India had a crazy, crazy smog thing happen. They had... right now, the world currently measures bad smog as between 20 to 600 on this scale. Or no, it was 500. The scale tops off at. Mm-hmm. India was on this scale registering 800. So beyond what they even had a scale to measure, India's had massive air pollution. To the point where they've asked everyone to stay inside, imposed fees on people driving around in the streets, closed shit. Roads. They're even resorting to feeing people for going outside to try to really talk them into staying inside. Time to sell air purifiers to India, hardcore.
Yo.
Climb in your apartment, buy some of them Japanese air purifiers that everyone in Japan has.
Aaron, we need to go Spaceballs on this motherfucker, man. Yeah. Air in a can.
We need to sell them shits.
Corner that market.
Totally. The ionic breeze. We gotta drag that shit over to India, hardcore.
About to drop some major Spaceballs capitalism on India.
Most human beings are Han Chinese. Followed closely by, I don't know if it's that close, but next up in line is India. That's the second most common type of human being. Their air sucks. Let's sell them some ionic breezes. Let's get on that. There's a new hack attack where people will... Oh, I should do a stinger. New topic. There's a new virus attack thing where this virus will get itself into your quarantine. And then use your antivirus, which a lot of them would let you remove something from quarantine without any user privileges. Mm. So then it would just remove itself from quarantine and then use this other NTFS trick to put itself in a system folder that you normally have to put in your password to even do anything with the C root and program files folder, shit like that. Yeah. It would put itself into there by just removing itself from quarantine after getting itself quarantined.
What the shit?
Yeah. That's so crazy. This just massively fucked up all kinds of shitty antiviruses that don't update their shit often. A bunch of other ones updated already to handle it, like Malwarebytes, the one that I've been proselytizing for many years. They already updated their shit. So if you're one of my homies, I put Malwarebytes on your computer. Jay, looking over here. You're safe. It didn't get you. So.
We got you, dog.
Yeah. I picked a good one. Puerto Rico lost electricity again, got it back, but it was tragic.
Yeah, and this is after that whole, which is another weird issue, that whole Whitefish, I think that was the power company, that was some small two-man rinky-dink power company in Wisconsin, who somehow got this $300 billion government no-bid contract, who also happens to be, was it Ryan Zinke, who is now the Secretary of Interiors? No, he's the guy who handles the state parks and shit.
his son worked at that same company. So which kind of seems weird that some little rinky-dink two-bit operation gets a $300 billion no-bid government contract.
Yeah, I hope we learned our lesson about that, too, since before the storms even happened, Puerto Rico is notoriously behind on electricity maintenance and their infrastructure. They were already, like, raising alarms, like, hey, we need help with our electrical infrastructure. Okay, last minute, all China. Get ready. All China right. minute. Okay, first, Alibaba made $1.5 million in 3 minutes because of Singles Day. Singles Day is a holiday in China, like our Black Friday, mm-hmm. but it's just a holiday to celebrate single people. Yay, I'm sorry you're alone. We'll celebrate you. But it turned into their Black Friday and the biggest shopping day of the world. $1.5 million fucking dollars equivalent in 3 minutes.
Wasn't it just 1.5 million or was it billion?
Billion.
Billion.
I misspoke because I can't comprehend that number.
Yeah,
1.5 million would be pretty hilariously little, actually.
Yeah, like
that'd be nothing for.
Yeah,
they 1. Make 5 that every fucking 10 yeah, minutes, I'm sure.
Fucking Alibaba.
Yeah,
but you try to you know converse and get some specifics. Good luck with that.
Meanwhile, if you're Chinese, stay there, make money with Alibaba stock. Don't go to France. Just today, within a few, maybe 5 or 6 hours ago. A truck just hurt, didn't kill mm-hmm. three students who were Chinese, targeted as Chinese by just a crazy person that was probably radicalized. They drove a truck into them, that kind of stuff. Don't know their race yet. I tried to look that up through like 5 or 6 articles. Don't know their race yet. But 40 Chinese tourists were tear gassed and robbed last week in France.
Holy shit.
And 27 were assaulted in a bus hijacking. So a lot of criminals are targeting Chinese people in France anyway.
That's pretty fucking weird.
Chinese tourists in France are on the radar right now.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, man.
Yeah. And final Chinese thing, I was watching Serpentier, an awesome YouTuber that YouTubes from China. He's a South African fellow, and he was talking about something or other, just YouTubing, and all of a sudden just this group looked like maybe 40 people, like they're all in the same class or something, all wearing matching jogging suits, all with great hair, all like 20 something men just jogged through the cart, and they're like, oh, it's a what do they call it, a hairdresser team. Oh, look, a hairdresser team is jogging through the park. So it looked like a sports team jogging through the park for, like, fitness together as a team. All hairdressers. They all had fabulous, unique hair, too.
That's fucking great.
Okay.
I love that.
And on that note, we've got to end. Happy greasy conversation! Right at 7.
Yo.
Just in the nick of time. Okay, welcome to the after show!
After party!
Yeah, I loved how they were all unique individuals with their gorgeous hair.
Yeah.
All running like they're in the military together in matching jogging suits.
That's pretty hilarious.
I can't imagine like a hairdresser team. Like how many separate hairdresser shops would handle these 40 people?
That seems crazy. Also hilarious.
Everyone comment below. Let us know what you think of what we've done with our format slightly. We're going to continue to have guests, but it's not going to be an essential part of our format. But we do want to make it more news and current events heavy and discuss it and just kind of be filling a role as some buddies to hang out with you amidst your other friends you might hang out with and offer other opinions and kind of get you in the loop on things. So official show ended. This is after show audio, also and partially going on the iTunes section.
And make no mistake, anything we do, it will be irreverent, all right? We'll have irreverent opinions all the time. You'll probably be offended. I'm often offended by the things that come out of my mouth, so I don't know how I live with myself, honestly. That's probably why I'm just going to go home and drink myself into a stupor.
And masturbate.
And masturbate.
Because that's so hip now, we're learning.
In front of my cats without asking them.
Well, they're so soft.
Yeah.
It's alluring.
They like it.
The thing is also, like, I could understand having an awkward encounter growing up, or maybe being a person who just really didn't develop socially with enough social experiences of a sexual nature to get how another person feels, and that women aren't likely to be turned on by the same thing as men and have the same motivations. And it's possible that they might be more logical than your dumbass dude motivations.
Yeah, and especially if you get put in an awkward situation, like, a lot of times people just kind of, like, freeze anyway. Like, yeah, they don't know what to do.
They're not going to know to consent or not in that moment. Yeah. It's super awkward.
Yeah.
It's a weird pressure.
Because deep down, everybody wants to see you do it.
Yeah. Like, I just know.
That everybody's fucking freaky like that.
Oh. So I mean, like, Greg. I like watching myself masturbate in the mirror. Why does it? I assume everyone
I
else.
I do, too.
I know, yeah.
That's... I wear a mask. I don't want to see my face.
Well, you get that kind of, like...
I have an anime woman.
Yeah, you kind of, like, depersonalize there, you know?
Yeah.
Get your numb hands, do the old stranger. You know? Stranger with a mask.
But it's not a win. Like, even if you have a bunch of guy friends... Like, you're going to report back to them, and they're going to be like, yo, you're still a virgin.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a... You didn't score.
Yeah, like, that's
you
pretty...
You scored at someone. You yeah, didn't score with them.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Dude, like...
So it's a phenomenal amount of immaturity, and...
Yeah.
I'm not excusing him for it, but at least it shows, like, a lack of maturity on his point and not as much overt malice. Just massive... lack of consideration.
Yeah, totally.
Which is forgivable with time and with the kind of thing. Less forgivable because he had to be called out on it, but at least he admitted, hey, this makes me extra shitty because I had to be called out on it.
Yeah, so. I mean, I do get that. And he's not, like, trying to hide behind anything. Not like Kevin Spacey did. I mean, he just came.
No, night and
day
difference.
You want to turn that off? You're still broadcasting.
This is, but I clicked disconnect. Oh, you know what? I probably clicked it twice or something weird. So that's how that ended. I clicked it twice or something weird. Bye, everybody. What if the whole time I wasn't broadcasting and I just was reading the button backwards the whole time? No, it says not connected then. I think I'm just a double clicker. I just can't click buttons one time. I'm terrible like that.
It's a habit, man.
Thanks for double checking, though. Whose show is on the radio station next that I womped on a little bit?
Mostly Metal, that's why I knew it wasn't on. Just like, the show's on.
I'm sorry, Mostly Metal. People check out Mostly Metal on RadioVegas.rocks and condolences for me womping on their time a little bit. Ah, there we go. I hear them over there.
Yeah, you gotta get over there.
So, we did a show, and we tried to make it valuable to you, and I hope that you're glad about it.